The extreme weather event of December 2nd, 2020 dumped 8 inches of rain in 24 hours on the Chilkat Valley. It resulted in the deadly Beach Road landslide that killed 2 community members, destroyed at least 9 homes, and another 28 homes were deemed uninhabitable throughout Haines, in addition to massive flooding that damaged roads, businesses, and destroyed livelihoods. 15 months later, the Haines Long-Term Recovery Group coordinator, Sylvia Hines, says progress has been made. The group formed shortly after the storm to strengthen area-wide disaster coordination, share information, and help residents access recovery resources.
We've seen significant movement with recovery, but there's still a large portion of the Haines community with damage. We still have people that are displaced.
Hines says an estimated 250 households reported storm damage, about 34% of the community's population. 10 impacted households have packed up and moved away altogether. The recovery group has had 131 Haines households request recovery assistance, and now that number is down substantially.
And we're now down to 50 households with remaining unmet needs. So those unmet recovery needs include reconstruction, home rehabilitation. We have significant number of homes with very expensive foundation repair needs. There's still driveways that have significant damage and culverts that need replacing.
Hines says over the last year, the group has worked with nonprofits, tribal governments, local leaders, and state agencies to connect residents to recovery resources. That included emergency housing, rental and mortgage assistance, food aid, debris removal, home and driveway repairs, and other household assistance, totaling $1.43 million.
It's a good example of that in disaster recovery, no individual organization, entity, or individual has been able to tackle recovery. And we've really had to come together for reconstruction.
Last summer and fall, the recovery group organized free storm debris removal, which totaled 440,000 pounds of debris, and worked to help homeowners winterize and prevent further flooding. Looking ahead, she says home rehabilitation is a major priority.
There are still, I believe, 3 homes that still flooded over this winter. So those will be top priority. And then second priority is driveway culvert repairs so that people can have access to their homes. And ongoing throughout that process is rebuilding, reconstruction for homes themselves. We want top priority is having homes for our displaced residents. And that is a complex, expensive process. And we are continuing to move forward.
She says Team Rubicon, the veteran-led disaster recovery organization, is assisting with rebuilding 2 damaged homes. Hines says not as easily seen is the long-term mental and emotional toll of the storm disaster. She says the group is seeing continuous unmet needs for mental health services.
Our case management committee identifies access to mental health resources as a top barrier to recovery because there just really isn't access to resources, especially for people who can't afford to go a private route.
The Regional Health Consortium's Vice President of Behavioral Health, Eric Geddes, told KHNS in an email that Haines Mountainside Behavioral Health Clinic is fully staffed as of February. There are 2 therapists and 1 full-time substance abuse specialist in Haines, and he says telepsychiatry services are available from Search Psychiatrists based in Juneau. Geddes says there is currently no wait list. Appointments are available in person and via telehealth. Geddes added that Search has grown its behavioral staff over the last year and are actively hiring and recruiting. A spokesperson with Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau, Aaron Harden, says mental health services are also available to Haines residents through telehealth. She says there is currently a wait list for appointments, but they are actively recruiting to hire more behavioral health clinicians to meet the demand. The Haines Long-Term Recovery Group case managers also assist residents with connecting to mental health services or navigating healthcare systems or resources available. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.